UBiden utshele inkokheli yezwekazi le-Afrika emaphethelweni omhlangano lo ukuba uza kwethekelela izwekazi leli ngomnyaka ozayo njalo uza kwethulela amazwe athiyeneyo imali yokuqhuba inhlelo eziningi. Lolu kuza kuba lukuhambo lwakhe lwakuqala kuzwekazi le-Afrika selokhu wangena esikhundleni sikamongameli. Kukhangelwe ukuba elemelika lizanika amazwe aqhuba ukhetho izigidi ezilikhulu lamathumi ayisithupha lanhlanu zamadola US$165 million. Imali le ngeyokuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo. UBiden uthi izwekazi le-Afrika kumele lincediswe ngelemelika ukuze amazwe wonke athuthuke ngemfanelo.
We want to work with you on these issues that matter most to our people's lives, and we're looking to increase our collaboration in every area, from rural communities to urban centers to cyberspace to outer space. In addition to our investments, we're also committed to helping African countries assess the financing you need to build sustainable and inclusive economies.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Anthony Blinken ophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende wakwelemelika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe.
As you've heard, we're putting considerable new resources toward advancing our shared priorities. $55 billion over the next 3 years alone.
Umongameli Macky Sall, ongumgcinisihlalo we-African Union, ucele uBiden ukuba esule izijeziso zenotho ezetheswa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labanye bakhe.
Africa calls for the lifting of sanctions which continue to affect the Zimbabwean people. Zimbabwe has been sanctioned since Mugabe's time, and I think it's time to lift these sanctions.
Umnumzana Munashe Mtutsa, okubandla le-ZANU-PF uthi uSall uyishaye ekhaleni.
Sibone iZimbabwe inxusa kokuqala ngemva kweminyaka eminingi. Lokhu asikho ukuthi kungaba kube kuphambaniseka, kodwa lokhu kutshengisa amandla lobucoco bepolicy yegovernment yokuthi hhayi sifuna ukuri-engage nokuyi-engage lama-countries afuna ukusebenza lade. I-America sinanzelele njalo ukuthi iZimbabwe silokhu isebenzelana labo-China, labo-Russia, lamanye amazwe afunayo njengabo-India, labo-Brazil. So layo yinxa yokuthi yesaba ukusalela emuva isihlisi phazima igijigijima ukuthi layo ingenise abantu babo ukuthi layo bekwanise ukusebenza leZimbabwe. Kodwa thina nxa sikukhangele lokho sithi hhayi, yinto nje ezikhona nje emhlabeni, iZimbabwe yona njengelizwe lese-Afrika lokhu siqhubekela phambili ngesiqokoqela sokusebenzela abantu abansundu.
Kodwa umnumzana Msongelwane Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu, uthi uSall labanye bakhe babanjwa amehlo ngumnangagwa.
Okubalulekileyo ukuthi izwekazi le-Afrika lo mhlaba wonke jikelele akunanzelele ukuthi izikiwi ezikhokhela ilizwe laseZimbabwe ngabantu abasebenzisa what is called ngesilungu i-deception. Sebe bayenelisile ukudeceive wonke umuntu, especially bonke abasezwekazi le-Africa, including u-AU chairperson yena uMacky Sall. Badeceive lo Cyril Ramaphosa wase-South Africa. Wonke umuntu ucabanga ukuthi abakhokhela iZimbabwe yibo abakhuluma iqiniso ukwedlula abantu baseZimbabwe. Umsebenzi wethu mina lawe Gibbs yikuthi sikhulumele abantu baseZimbabwe abancindezelwa ngu-Emmerson Mnangagwa le-ZANU-PF. Kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi sibe yizikhulumele, sikhulume iqiniso, laziwe izwekazi lonke le-Afrika nomhlaba wonke jikelele.
Akwaziwa ukuba umhlangano omunye ofanayo uza kwenziwa nini, kodwa baningi abantu abakhangelele ukuthi uzaqhutshwa ngemfanelo, njalo elemelika lizancedisa kakhulu izwekazi le-Afrika.